Hi guys! We're gonna talk about why pleasure is dope and necessary. I told you we were gonna talk about it, and now I'm doing what I told you I was gonna do. I wanna specifically talk about self-pleasure and orgasming, i.e. masturbating. But not just masturbating, like the way that I masturbated growing up was tension release. It was like ba 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 ba, then it was khalas. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about really dropping in, like being with your body, being with your breath, and exploring yourself and seeing what comes up, like that kind of shit. Like conscious masturbating. Is that a thing? Sacred masturbation. That's what I'm talking about. When we have a self-pleasure practice, our body releases dopamine. We all know dopamine. We call it like the happy chemical. Dopamine makes you feel motivated. It makes you feel pleasure. And not only that, it actually encourages you to continue to seek out other situations that make you feel. There's also other chemicals, oxytocin, norepinephrine, vasopressin, prolactin, and serotonin. Why do they do this? Why can't they just call it like Todd? So all of these little dudes are clinically proven to do things like improve your sleep quality. They act as natural pain relievers. It calms your body. Orgasming also increases blood flow. Like, this is dope stuff that's happening in your body. And I want to clarify that we're not talking about like hedonistic indulgence and rah, rah, rah. And I love that AMB talks about this. She talks about pleasure that is sustainable, that shoots far out into the future, that has longevity. So if you're getting high and eating potato chips every day, that's not good for you. That's not sustainable. That doesn't have longevity. We're talking about beautiful, holistic practices that you can start to build into your life so that it can uplift you, so that your cup runneth over. And that's why pleasure activism refers to pleasure as a nutrient. A second reason why pleasure is so awesome: pleasure can really serve as an inner compass. It can be your North Star. I have historically suffered from indecisiveness, and I really think that that's a product of me being out of touch with myself and out of touch with my body and my pleasure. And I'm borrowing from Audre Lorde, who we have a whole episode on. Audre Lorde was a queer Black American writer and feminist and civil rights activist, and she's just thebomb.com. She tells us to think about when we hear a woman say, "It feels right to me. I don't know, it just feels right to me." She brings our attention to how powerful those words are, because it's showing us that when you feel into a decision that you're making and it feels good, it feels like pleasure in your body, then you know that that is the right decision for you and that is the direction that you should move towards. One of the ways I believe that have been most effective for me to understand what feels pleasurable in my body is by implementing, again, a self-pleasure practice. Because when you get into a regular self-pleasure practice, you start to understand, like, what does a yes feel like in my body? What does a no feel like in my body? What does a maybe, I'm not sure, feel like in my body? And then you can start to integrate that into your decision making. A yes can feel like a lot of excitement and a lot of joy, and there can be a lot of energy around it, but a yes can also feel like peace and stillness and space. Really getting to know your pleasure as a compass that guides you towards what feels right to you. Another dope thing that pleasure gives us is radical intimacy and connection. There's a recent study that tells us that the single most important factor in deciding a person's longevity, so how long they live, is interpersonal connection. The guy that smoked cigarettes but had dinner with his neighbors and chatted with the guy at the bodega, that motherfucker lived longer than the that didn't smoke cigarettes and ate like a saint and had all the celery juice and stuff. True intimacy, true connection with people in real time, that's the only thing that's worth living for. That's the only thing that makes this shit show worth it. That is true pleasure. When you give someone a hug, or even simpler, like put your hand on someone's shoulder, just that act of intimacy can bring two people closer together in a way that words can't. So another beautiful thing that pleasure gives you is a beginner's mind. Zen Buddhism refers to it as having an attitude of openness, eagerness, and lack of preconception when studying a subject. And we are here in this lifetime studying the subject of life. If I'm in a self-pleasure practice with myself, you have to completely let go of your attachment to outcome, which is your attachment to orgasming. You have to keep coming back to your breath. You have to be fully present with what is. You have to have compassion with yourself. You have to not judge. That's so cool. You get to practice having a beginner's mind in the bedroom with yourself and like really remembering and honing those practices and getting better at them. So then you leave your door, your bedroom, and you go into the world and you're a Zen Buddhist master. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. I know that a lot of these topics have made me feel uncomfortable. So tell me what's on your mind and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.